You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Surfaces 2011 in Las Vegas in the Wear Dated booth on the upper floor, and I'm with David Duncan, Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, actually. It's good to be here in this space. You've got a lot to talk about in this whole Wear Dated space. I think one of the things that you're telling people about is a little bit more about that interview I did with Tom Lape around the research you did with SmartStrand, right?
That's exactly correct. So it's, and you know, you refer to it as the Wear Dated space, but it's really the SmartStrand and Wear Dated space.
Okay.
So
right,
we'll definitely start with SmartStrand. As you know, and as our as your listeners know, SmartStrand has had a 6-year run. So it's been a, you know, we introduced it just 6 short years ago. It's had tremendous momentum over the last in the carpet space. And for us, this is kind of what we're going to be talking about here at Surfaces is really what we call the third stage of the SmartStrand evolution. Obviously, when it hit the market, we had to sell our own salespeople. That was easy to do. They started selling it. The product lived up to the promise, which is, you know, exceptional durability, unbelievable stain protection, the softest carpet really in the category, great environmental story. And it was easy for us to really, you know, win the hearts and minds of our salespeople.
Right. And so you got distribution, and now the information you have is more around what the consumer's thinking.
Exactly correct. Yeah. So what we did is we had an exhaustive study in the fall of 2010. We talked to nylon purchasers, polyester purchasers, and SmartStrand Triaxta purchasers. And the good news is that the consumers that purchased SmartStrand product literally love the product. I mean, to the point where our satisfaction ratings were 96% satisfied. 98% of them said that they would purchase SmartStrand again, which is outrageously high. And 85% of them said that they would recommend it to a family or friend. So far exceeding that of the nylon and polyester purchasers. And so we're really here at Surfaces to talk about the fact that we are rated number one in customer satisfaction. And in fact, probably the consumer is further along than some of our retailers and even the RSAs because, you know, they're living with the product. They know how well it performs. So our message here is to really get the message out that, hey, it's rated number one in customer satisfaction and it's rated number one for a reason. And that's because it's a superior product.
Yeah, now we're standing right now in front of a color wall.
Yes.
And this is just one more way that you're able to merchandise this product with your retailers. Is this new this year?
Actually, the color wall's been out for about 2 years.
Okay.
Probably one of our most successful merchandising programs that we've had in some while. The nice thing about it is it's, you know, relatively large, but it creates a destination on the floor for the retailer. So as a consumer comes in, we know that the consumers are confused, right? They're typically overwhelmed with all the choice. To have that sort of visual destination that can kind of draw you in is step number one in terms of a successful program. And then when they actually feel the product and feel the softness of it, I mean, typically they don't move. I mean, once they're in this destination, they stay in the destination. And then, of course, we know now that once they purchase the product and put it in their floors, they love it for forever.
Right. And softness is one of the biggest selling points, right?
Softness is one of the biggest selling points. And I would also say that the fact that it does clean so well, and it's so easy to maintain was something else that was very important. So
back on that research a minute ago, you've actually gotten a Harvard person to look over your shoulder.
Yes.
And he's basically validated all your information, right?
Yeah, the one thing is when we got the results in on the satisfaction, they were quite high, and we felt like we did our due diligence in setting up the methodology and making sure, you know, we have obviously had a third party professional research firm, you know, put this whole thing together for us. But because we did that, Mohawk Industries did that, and we contacted the research facility, and the results were so good, we felt that it was very important to go out and really reach out to an independent group or, you know, professor in this case, and make sure that it was peer reviewed, you know, as a complete, you know, after the fact, if you will. So we were lucky enough to get Dr. Dennis Campbell, who is a Harvard professor, and his actual research that he's studying today is on customer satisfaction and performance measurement. So you'll see in your press release that basically he looked over and sort of looked over our methodology and validated the results. So, you know, so it's independent, peer reviewed, and it just adds more credibility that, you know, in fact, you know, what we're saying about being satisfied and the consumers loving this particular product is all true. So.
All right, David, let's talk about Wear Data. Yes. How many years has it been since you bought that brand from Solutia?
It's been 3 years now. Okay. 3 years.
3 years. And actually this year, because I was at your convention in December, you're rolling out polyester under that brand name, right?
Yes. We've put a collection of 9 products together in the PET BCF category under the Wear Data brand. So we're marketing it as the, you know, the first branded PET BCF in carpet. And the idea is obviously number one is Wear Data has a great brand promise, and that is durability and being tough tested. So we wanted to make absolutely sure that the PET BCF products that we were pulling together lived up to that standard. So all of these products are performance certified, they're soft, they've got the environmental and eco story. And the message that I'd really like to communicate to the retailers is if you look at most retailers, they sell a nylon product and they sell branded nylon, and most of the retailers know that they can get a premium for the branded nylon. Well, when it comes to the PET BCF space, it's kind of the wild, wild west, right? They're probably not getting a premium, so we wanted to basically leverage the quality of the product, leverage the brand, leverage the new innovation in the Revive program, which is the easier to clean product, and roll that all together for the benefit of our retail partners. So now we know that they're successful selling branded nylon. We want them now to have the opportunity to be successful selling a branded PET BCF in our Wear Data Revive for the customers that come in.
So. And since they're wear dated, I mean, they're bulkier, they're heavyweight products. I mean, they feel like the construction is dense and it feels like a branded product, right?
It feels like a branded product. And that's one of the things that we took a lot of time to make sure that we had the right products that lived up to the wear dated Scotchgard brand promise of being tough tested and durable on the one hand. And we know that that category is very easy to maintain, which is what consumers want. And, you know, they're also still value oriented. So if you look at sort of our overall collection of what we're bringing our retailers, whether it's our high-end Smart Strand products, whether it's our wear-dated nylon products, or whether it's a little bit more value-oriented wear-dated Revive products, we sort of have the good, better, best for all of our partners.
That's great, David. Okay. I appreciate you spending time with us. Okay. How's the show been for you this first day?
You know what? I have to tell you, it was crowded like nobody's business. I mean, everybody was over here. We have the DuPont NASCAR here. People were wanting their picture taken with it. So it was a lot of activity. It's still quite busy, actually. So I think we're off to a good start.
Okay, great. So again, we've been talking to David Duncan, Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.